In his last two budgets, Governor John Kasich has proposed a plan that makes reductions to the income tax, saying he wants to shift away from relying on that tax. The administration says Ohio has seen a net tax reduction of $5 billion in the last 5 years, but sales and other taxes have gone up. In this budget, which will be his last, Kasich introduced a plan that would cut the income tax by 17% while raising the sales tax by about 9%. But this time, Republican House leaders have taken out nearly all of Kasich's tax proposals. House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger joined Kasich and Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff of Medina earlier this month for an announcement that $800 million would have to be cut from the budget. Though Rosenberger has helped lead the way for income tax cuts in the past, he now says this is not the time to continue on that path.
This is a time to focus on restraint and continue to strengthen the foundation of the state so those jobs can continue to be created in our current climate.
Democratic Representative Jack Serra of Bel Air says he's happy to see the tax shifts taken out of the budget.
It's great that they finally came to that conclusion, but I think they only did so because of the reduced revenue that has been caused by their tax policies.
Rosenberger and Republican House Finance Chair Ryan Smith of Bidwell defend their role in cutting taxes in Ohio and say those cuts have helped create jobs. Smith adds that tax stability is important right now as they turn their focus in the budget on the drug epidemic.
I'm Joe Ingles. This budget proposal adds more than $170 million to fight Ohio's opioid crisis and adds $80 million for the state's K-12 schools. Ohio House Republicans plan to spend $130 million for drug treatment, including $20 million for detox and treatment centers, $27 million for county addiction services, and $12 million for transitional housing. And House Finance Chair Ryan Smith says more than $12 million would go toward developing a new phone app and hotline to connect people with drug treatment.
If you think about Uber locating your where you're at and then directing you back to a website, let's just say the Adams Board's website, since they're providers in every area.
While the opioid problem received the largest share of funding, Smith says schools also got new money in this budget.
The K-12 primary and secondary education was our second largest investment in this in budget. It's $80 million over the biennium.
That translates into a $20 increase in per-pupil spending and increases a cap on the amount of state funding a school district can receive. This means some districts that are considered to have higher wealth can draw down more state dollars. This increase was expected since more than half of the districts would have received less money under Governor Kasich's initial budget. For Jack Serra, the lead Democrat on the House budget panel, the devil is in the details.
It's not a lot of money when you also have the problem with the transportation. They didn't really fix the transportation costs. So a number of school districts are still going to lose money under this proposal.
Serra says while he's glad schools and the opioid issue appear to get more money in this budget, he's not sure how many of those dollars are really new.
In the past, what they've done is they've taken money from other parts of mental health to fund it. And then the second question is it really enough to have an impact?
Serra, who wants the state to take money from the state's $2 billion rainy day fund to deal with opioid abuse issues, says he'll be analyzing this budget in the coming days. With Andy Chow, I'm Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.